The following podcast on the WDKX Podcast Network is
provided by Vision Automotive.
Check Your Health segment is a Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, and you've set your clock for the right show, because this is the only show that has made me act very quickly when it comes to my damn health. No show has gotten me to the doctor's office faster, changing the way I eat, changing the way I think, other than this show. So thank you, Dr. Sean Nelms, for altering my life.
I even noticed DJ Sight over here has some tea instead of that sugary drink he was having last week.
Tell him the truth. Tell him the truth now.
Tea is the way to go.
Oh my God. We started.
Cue the shout music.
10:03. We started with a lie. Started with a lie, this one. Look at you. He was convinced, too. I would have wrote it out with you. No. He's doing the water thing. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. Last week I had a gallon. I'm still drinking.
That's good.
It is amazing. But there's a lot to talk about when it comes to the University of Rochester, even what is available, because you guys are not just getting your hands involved with what's going on in the community. You offer education to the community.
Absolutely. And we offer education in so many different forms, including getting more students enrolled in the University of Rochester or the college or university of their choice. It's important that we have an educated workforce that comes back to our community, becomes contributors to our society, will make Rochester, Monroe County a better, more viable place to live, to play, to eat, to sleep, and just to socialize. And we're trying to build that through the University of Rochester's pipeline with our county students.
All right, so then who do we have in studio this morning, sir?
We are very, 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 very fortunate to have Dr. Rob Alexander. He is the Vice Provost and University Dean of Enrollment. But, you know, I always say you're more than your title. Rob and I met about 2 or 3 years ago, and we quickly bonded because, I am a first generation student, meaning I'm the first one in my family to go to college to earn a degree. We both come from very humble means, and it was just a pleasure to watch how he embraced and interacted with our students in the city school district and across the county in very authentic ways. And he wants the best and brightest to come to Rochester, to stay in Rochester, and to become a U of R graduate. This is Rob.
Education is just so powerful.
Yeah.
And I really want to echo that when we're talking about health, it's not just that you're educating your mind. There's strong correlations between how much you're learning, how much education you have, and the quality of your whole lifestyle and even your lifespan and your health span, living a healthier, longer life because you're getting a great education.
So the University of Rochester is looking for students if you're interested. Now, why should a local student consider U of R, other than the fact that they might have grown up in this community? What does U of R have to offer?
Well, you know, Rochester's really lucky to have a great number of amazing colleges and universities. But I'd say that we're the only one that's a world-class research university, breaking ground on all kinds of scientific breakthroughs, literature, arts. But our undergraduates, they don't have to choose only one of those things.
Okay.
The flexibility of our curriculum encourages students to explore really broadly and educate themselves in a way that's going to pay dividends for their whole lives, not just for their first job. We also have the resources to invest in every single student that we admit. We make sure that we're offering them all the financial funding that they need, all the way up to full scholarships.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, cost is a big thing. It's huge. Yeah. It's a discussion going on. Matter of fact, we had Dr. Cheryl McKeever in on Monday having that very discussion. Yep. One of the things we talked about is making sure that you're looking at everything on the table.
Absolutely.
Whether it's around the corner, University of Rochester, or it's another state, which out-of-state tuition costs a lot of money, know what I mean, or whatever it might be.
Well, it's important because you think about people can come on the station and say, hey, we want to do more for the community, and then nothing materializes. So I'm going to ask Dr. Alexander to speak about the face of our incoming freshman class. And I want you all to hear the demographics and the breakdown by the number of first-generation students, like many of us were in the studio, the number of kids who qualify for federal loans, meaning that they're below or at the poverty level, and then the number of students who have international. I think that's critically important so that people understand that U of R is not just talking about it. They actually are being about it. And my daughter, who's a third-year student there, had many, many choices. And I let her make her choice because she's got to go and thrive in the space that she chooses. She was headed to another college, and she spoke with Rob Alexander and came home and said, this is where I want to be. And I think that it was the best choice for her and the family. and it was affordable. And so I really want you to talk about the what the face of the freshman class looks like, so that those in the community who think that U of R is this elitist place that doesn't accept students of all different backgrounds, we can kind of start to disprove that and dispel that. I will say at one time it felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
But this new direction and what Rob has brought to the table the last few years has really changed how we look, how we interact, and how the university represents itself.
I'd say for years, the University of Rochester has been an engine of social mobility,
mm-hmm.
not only for students from our local community, but from all over the world.
Mm.
About 20% of our entering students are first-gen students.
Mm-hmm.
About 20% are low-income to the point that they're eligible for a federal Pell Grant, plus all the money that the university puts in to get them up to that full tuition affordability. And we're also a place that brings in as much as 25% of our students from other countries all around the world. So what I want a local student to think about is, they think they want to leave for college and get out of Rochester to spread their wings. If they come to the University of Rochester and they live on campus, they're going to be away at college
mm-hmm.
in an incredible, diverse mix of students from all sorts of other cultures and backgrounds across the country and across the world. They're not just going to get a degree. They're going to get the exposure to those diverse perspectives. They're going to get the cross-cultural fluency
mm-hmm.
that's going to help them run the world someday.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're trying to stem that brain drain from the best and brightest students leaving Rochester. We're trying to build the future leaders of this community, whether they've grown up here or whether they're coming to us from way across the country or the world.
Interesting. So you're opening up the world literally to the University of Rochester and seeing if Rochester kids are interested in seeing more of the world literally right around the corner.
Listen, I'll talk about my own daughter because that's my baby girl. And I will tell you that she plays volleyball for the school as well. She's also a brain and cognitive science and psychology major, but she entered as a pre-med major, took a bunch of different classes her freshman and sophomore year, and by her junior year, she made a choice. But on her volleyball team, her head coach played for the Nigerian national team, so she's a woman of color. On her team are students from Brazil, a student from Italy, a student from Greece. There's a kid as far as in the States from Hawaii. And so you think about all the opportunities that she has to travel in the summer, to see what those students. I mean, next semester she'll be studying abroad in Sweden. I've never been to Sweden, but she's going to be in Sweden for an 8 to 9 week program that uses her tuition dollars to pay for that experience. It is part of her college program. And so those type of exposures to not just what we look at locally and statewide, mm-hmm. but internationally, she'll have a completely different network. I went to a state school. We didn't have that network. And so most of my friends lived and played in upstate New York. She has a network for work, for personal reasons that now expands all over the world. And every student at the University of Rochester has that same opportunity.
Rob Alexander's here, University of Rochester. How long is your title? Because that's a long time. He had to write it down.
Sometimes I can't remember.
Okay, all right.
Just call me the Dean of Admissions.
There you go. What kind of high school student or graduate is going to the University of Rochester? What credentials do they need to have to get in? If I'm listening to this right now, my son or daughter is a junior or senior. What's the credentials criteria as a high school graduate for them to be competitive and get admission into the University of Rochester?
Absolutely. We're very selective. And of course, we're looking for rigorous academic courses, great performance in those courses.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also, I call it the opportunity club. And as a first gen college student myself, I'm proud that we are still an office of admission, not the office of rejection.
Mm.
So we're looking for the qualities, the curiosity, the potential in the students who apply to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to see them challenging themselves with some of the most rigorous courses at their school. We want students who like school, who are interesting people, and who are interested in lots of different things. So students should work really hard in high school, but I also don't want students just trying to chase and do what they think colleges want to see. I want them to do the things that really bring them joy, that help them learn about who they are as people and how they're going to engage with the world.
Okay. Dr. Sean Nelms is here, as always, representing the University of Rochester. Check Your Health segment being brought to you by the University of Rochester. Rob Alexander is here as an educational opportunity for those of you who are seniors going to the University of Rochester, sort of enlightening us on this. He said, so if kids go to East. Mm-hmm. They had a, you had a job fair yesterday. Is that right? Did you guys did get a chance to stop
by? A career fair. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It was a career fair.
Yeah,
sorry.
But it was all over the community. Again, we have so many community resources here. U of R was definitely present at that event, but so are many others. And I think that the more we educate our community about the importance of careers and the type of careers that you have if you don't have a degree, the type of careers that you do if you do have a degree, it's critically important to really talk about that entire continuum. For example, those with a bachelor's, they will make about double to three times as much in their lifetime as someone without a degree. Mm-hmm. During the recession, when young folks lost jobs, if you had your bachelor's, about 6% lost their jobs. If you did not have a bachelor's or associates, about 16% of folks lost their jobs. Mm-hmm. For those who have health, for those who have really good jobs, 47% have really good health insurance that's paid for by their employer. So you think about the impact of having a degree on your potential earnings, on healthcare, which means you have access to better healthcare providers. There's a whole continuum. And so I always told my kids, you know, that education, that we're investing in you. We're investing in your future to break generational poverty. Mm-hmm. We're investing in your future to set an example for those around you. I think it's critically important that we continue to have that conversation about the connection between wealth and health and success moving forward. And I think we have to do more of that. And yesterday's job fair, career fair was one part of that. But Rob Alexander is going to talk a little bit more about the University of Rochester and the programs there. And even if you're listening to this program, you think, well, not the U of R. Think about colleges or universities. You know, we look at the black student enrollment, for example. Mm-hmm. 12% attend private schools like University of Rochester.
Yep.
11% are enrolled in public schools like I went to SUNY Fredonia as an undergrad. Mm-hmm. But 29% attend for-profit colleges and universities. And many of those are predatory, which means people are investing in universities and colleges that don't provide them careers that are continuous. So that's scary, right? So our lack of understanding often has people spending their money in situations or for-profit institutions and colleges that don't give them the ability to break generational wealth and curses and things like that. So we really have to have these real conversations as a community. And that's why I wanted to bring on the university's expert to help us better understand how to position ourselves, position our families to get into universities and colleges that will change our lives.
Rob, I was asking before we went back on air, admissions.rochester.edu?
That's the spot. That's where you got to go if you want to learn more about admission requirements. If you want to set up a visit, we'd love to have more local families come and take a tour, learn more through an info session, and hear not just about what we're doing if you're a senior, but we want visitors to come when they're sophomores in high school and hear about our pre-college programs. Yeah. That's an amazing opportunity in the summer for local kids. They could commute, or we've got scholarships to help them pay for the programs and to live in the dorms during the summer, really get exposure to what it's like to live on a college campus with other students from all across the country and the world.
Before they're seniors, before they get to their senior year.
That's right. The best time to do those summer programs is either right between your second and third year of high school or between your third, your junior year and your senior year.
Yeah.
Now, I want my kid to go to the U of R. I want them to go. They have, they meet all the requirements academically. But the U of R has this great reputation across the world, and I don't think we can afford it.
Financially.
What kind of programs are available to, you know, take advantage of?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people feel like that. Mm-hmm. And they're scared away by the sticker price at the U of R and all sorts of colleges. But college is a weird priced commodity. Mm-hmm. You can't look at the sticker price because at the U of R, for example, 70% of our undergraduates are getting financial aid that ranges all the way up to full scholarships. So they've got to put their best self into those applications for admission, but they also need to apply using the FAFSA. That's the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA.gov. And that will give them access to not only University of Rochester funds, for example, but to funds from the state grants, federal grants, and the federal student loan programs. I'm a big fan. And as a first-gen student, I use the federal loan programs to afford going to great colleges for my bachelor's, for my master's, for my doctorate. Mm-hmm. And without those federal loans, it wouldn't have been possible.
Could you go back and explain what first gen is? Because I think and you mentioned that they're kind of like, what does first gen mean?
Absolutely. We're keeping track of who's applying and who we're admitting and enrolling that's the first generation in their family to attend a four-year college or university.
Okay.
In fact, yesterday was First Generation Day at colleges across the country, when we really celebrate the economic mobility, the engine of opportunity that places like the University of Rochester are for students. Mm.
103.9 WDKX, University of Rochester. Now, there has been this thing, and I think we talked about it before, why young people may not look at University of Rochester as a destination. Why should they? I mean, you mentioned a bit of it before, international students coming in, the number of students, the students of color that are starting to appear at the University of Rochester. So it's something that's kind of like, oh, you know, you just want me to stay. My mom just wants me to stay home. No, there's another world over there is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think we're very realistic that we got two things working against us.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, there's some students who feel like University of Rochester doesn't want us, doesn't value students from the local community. Nothing could be farther from the truth today.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe in the past. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been at Rochester now for 3 years, and I've really invested my time and my admissions team's time reaching out to places like the Rochester City School Districts, expanding scholarship opportunities, being present in the community and doing all the partnerships that we can across great Upward Bound programs.
Mm-hmm.
Finding the best and brightest students from this local community, particularly students of color, that are going to build the future leaders of our community. That's a really important investment for across everybody in the university. You can see it in the strategic plan. It's why we hired the best ambassador in the past.
Dr. Sean Nelms is here, as always, representing the University of Rochester. Check Your Health segment being brought to you by the University of Rochester. Rob Alexander is here as an educational opportunity for those of you who are seniors going to the University of Rochester, sort of enlightening us on this. He said that, so if kids go to East, they had you had a job fair yesterday? Is that right? Did you guys get a chance to stop by?
Had a career fair. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It was a career fair,
Yeah, but it was all over the community. Again, we have so many community resources here. U of R was definitely present at that event, but so are many others. And I think that the more we educate our community about the importance of careers, and the type of careers that you have if you don't have a degree, the type of careers that you do if you do have a degree, it's critically important to really talk about that entire continuum. For example, those with a bachelor's, they will make about double to three times as much in their lifetime as someone without a degree.
Mm-hmm.
During the recession, when young folks lost jobs, if you had your bachelor's, about 6% lost their jobs. If you did not have a bachelor's or associate's, about 16% of folks lost their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
For those who have health, for those who have really good jobs, 47% have really good health insurance that's paid for by their employer. So you think about the impact of having a degree on your potential earnings, on healthcare, which means you have access to better healthcare providers. There's a whole continuum. And so I always told my kids, you know, that education, that we're investing in you. We're investing in your future to break generational poverty.
Mm-hmm.
We're investing in your future to set an example for those around you. I think it's critically important that we continue to have that conversation about the connection between wealth and health and success moving forward. And I think we have to do more of that. And yesterday's job fair, career fair was one part of that. But Rob Alexander is going to talk a little bit more about the University of Rochester and the programs there. And even if you're listening to this program, you think, well, not the U of R. Think about colleges or universities. You know, we look at the black student enrollment, for example.
Mm-hmm.
12% attend private schools like University of Rochester.
Yep.
11%. Are enrolled in public schools like the state. Like I went to SUNY Fredonia as an undergrad,
mm-hmm.
but 29% attend for-profit colleges and universities, and many of those are predatory, which means people are investing in universities and colleges that don't provide them careers that are continuous. So that's scary, right? So our lack of understanding often has people spending their money in situations or for-profit institutions and colleges that don't give them the ability to break generational wealth and curses and things like that. So we really have to have these real conversations as a community. And that's why I wanted to bring on the university's expert to help us better understand how to position ourselves, position our families to get into universities and colleges that will change our lives.
Rob, I was asking before we went back on air, admissions.rochester.edu?
That's the spot. That's where you got to go if you want to learn more about admission requirements. If you want to set up a visit, we'd love to have more local families come and take a tour, learn more through an info session, and hear not just about what we're doing if you're a senior, but we want visitors to come when they're sophomores in high school and hear about our pre-college programs.
Yeah.
That's an amazing opportunity in the summer for local kids they could commute, or we've got scholarships to help them pay for the programs and to live in the dorms during the summer, really get exposure to what it's like to live on a college campus with other students from all across the country and the world.
Before they're seniors, before they get to their senior year.
That's right. The best time to do those summer programs is either right between your second and third year of high school,
mm-hmm.
or between your third, your junior year and your senior
year. Yeah.
Now, I want my kid to go to the U of R. I want them to go. They have, they meet all the requirements academically. But the U of R has this great reputation across the world, and I don't think we can afford it.
Financially.
What kind of programs are available to, you know, take advantage of?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're scared away by the sticker price at the U of R and all sorts of colleges. But college is a weird priced commodity.
Mm-hmm.
You can't look at the sticker price because at the U of R, for example, 70% of our undergraduates are getting financial aid that ranges all the way up to full scholarships. So they've got to put their best self into those applications for admission.
Mm-hmm.
But they also need to apply using the FAFSA. That's the free application for federal student aid,
yep.
FAFSA.gov. And that will give them access to not only University of Rochester funds, for example, but to funds from the state grants, federal grants, and the federal student loan programs. I'm a big fan, and as a first-gen student, I use the federal loan programs mm-hmm. to afford going to great colleges for my bachelor's, for my master's, for my doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
And without those federal loans, it wouldn't have been possible.
Could you go back and explain what first-gen is? Because I think and you mm-hmm. mentioned it, they're kind of like, what does first-gen mean?
Absolutely. We're keeping track of who's applying and who we're admitting and enrolling mm-hmm. that's the first generation in their family to attend a four-year college or university.
Okay.
In fact, yesterday was First Generation Day at colleges across the country mm-hmm. when we really celebrate the economic mobility, the engine of opportunity that places like the University of Rochester are for students.
Mm. 103.9 WDKX, University of Rochester. Now, there has been this thing, and I think we talked about it before, why young people may not look at University of Rochester as a destination. Why should they? I mean, you mentioned a bit of it before, international students coming in, the number of students, the students of color that are starting to appear at the University of Rochester. So it's something that's kind of like, oh, you know, you just want me to stay. My mom just wants me to stay home. No, there's another world over there is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think we're very realistic that we got two things working against us.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, there's some students who feel like the University of Rochester doesn't want us, doesn't value students from the local community. Nothing could be farther from the truth today.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe in the past. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been at Rochester now for 3 years, and I've really invested my time and my admissions team's time reaching out to places like mm-hmm. the Rochester City School Districts, expanding scholarship opportunities, being present in the community and doing all the partnerships that we can across great Upward Bound programs.
Mm-hmm.
Finding the best and brightest students from this local community, particularly students of color, that are going to build the future leaders of our community. That's a really important investment for across everybody in the university. You can see it in the strategic plan. It's why mm-hmm. we hired the best ambassador we could find, Dr. Sean Nelms, right
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing working against us is students who are amazingly talented, who know they've got opportunities at colleges all across the country,
mm-hmm.
who think, oh, I got to go to Harvard for a great education, or I got to go to someplace in Chicago to be in a different, vibrant city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for our students from the local community, if they come to the Rochester, to the University of Rochester and live on campus, they will be away at school. Now, we tell their families, hey, change the locks. Don't let them come home to do laundry every weekend, or they're going to miss out on all the other opportunities outside of class to learn, to meet all sorts of people that they wouldn't come into contact with if they just commuted to campus, went to class, mm-hmm. and went home.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to make it possible with the financial aid as well that all those students have the opportunity to live and get immersed in an amazing college opportunity. And let me also tell students, Rochester, the city, is a very different place when you're a college student versus when you're a high school mm-hmm. student.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do. We call Rochester a college town, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Between the University of Rochester, RIT, NAS, Fisher.
Mm.
We've got all sorts of stuff going on for our young people that they're going to enjoy, but they're also going to do community-engaged learning projects.
Yeah.
They're also going to volunteer their time. And I don't want them doing that in Boston or in Los Angeles.
In the
community. I want them here investing back in their home community and building that future.
Admissions.rochester.edu if you're interested. Tours are available. Rob just mentioned that earlier on. So if you're just tuning in, University of Rochester, as far as the destination goes for college, something you might be interested in. Now, I remember in college we had prerequisites, which was like, you got to take these classes if you want to do this. Mm-hmm. You were telling me, Rob, that University of Rochester is thinking differently when it comes to that.
We really stand out even amongst those Ivy League schools because we don't have students come in and all take the same general education requirements for the first year or two.
Okay.
We want students who are ready to explore. They can dive deeply into the subjects that they're most interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And they can add in some things that maybe they never had the opportunity to learn about before. And they can combine them in really interesting ways. That's why we think our graduates are going to be AI proof. They can't be replaced by an algorithm because they don't come out of college at the University of Rochester.
Wait, did you say AI proof?
AI proof.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
They can't be replaced by an algorithm because they don't know only one thing. They don't have one set of narrow skills.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have some specific skills in their major, but they're also going to have the ability to think critically, to communicate effectively, to not just stare down at their phones all day, but to engage with other human beings and lead teams and projects. So that's the real impact of the flexible curriculum that we offer at Rochester. Only study what you love. Yeah. You don't want to take a class, you don't have to take that class.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, again, it allowed my daughter to navigate the system. She came as a pre-med student, took some chemistry classes, found this amazing psychology course. By the end of her second year, she was doing cancer research on mice, putting holes in their brains and putting this dye and studying. And she's now published in a research article as a sophomore in high school. I did not have that opportunity when I attended my local school.
Yeah.
I will also say that for those who are listening, I know your audience is broad. This is not just for the city of Rochester. Rob and I met with all the superintendents about 3 weeks ago so that they are aware of the opportunities at the University of Rochester for all of our county schools.
Mm.
And so if you are a parent sitting here saying, man, like the city kids get everything, we don't get anything, this is an opportunity for everyone in our community to take advantage. Now, here's some free game. As someone who has a kid, as a third-year student, my oldest daughter already graduated from a state school.
Hold on, let me write this down because I'm in that alley.
Here's a free game. Too. Here's a free game.
All right, what you got?
Get your undergrad experience paid for. You want to leave your undergrad experience with as little debt as possible.
Sounds good to me.
So that if your kid performs as an undergrad, they will get more scholarships and opportunities when they go to grad school. It does not make a lot of sense for you to go spend a ton of money in undergrad when you have an opportunity to have it discounted, particularly at the local level. And then you have that plus the debt from grad school that makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
The free game, especially for those who are first-gen students, like many of your listeners, who are now have some, they're employed and they're doing pretty well for themselves, your kids will not get the scholarships that you received when you went to college. So I thought when my daughter was going to school that she would get all the EOP that I got, she would get all the loans and grants that I got.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't, it's not the same. So you have to make sure that as working parents that you understand the system. The free game is maximize the undergrad experience, maximize your local options. Because we want to keep our local students here, all the colleges do, and don't just Google and say this is the price of a school. The price as advertised is not the cost of the school.
No,
when you factor in grants and you factor in scholarships and you factor in
financial aid,
that number comes down sometimes by 50 or 60%. For some of our students, and Rob, you can verify this, the cost to go to U of R is cheaper than going to a state school locally.
Mm. That's right, and the other opportunity is we really value our transfer students who are coming through 2+2 pathways. And our partnership with MCC has a really seamless transition and lays out what are the students going to take at MCC, FLCC for the first 2 years. And then we've got all those same financial aid and scholarships available when they transfer to the University of Rochester for their last 2 years.
All right. So there is somebody listening right now. Son or daughter made a poor decision, poor choice, and are looking to try to make them like, hey, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
You may come back home and it might be even a better experience than getting away.
Absolutely.
It might be an option for you.
Yep.
So admissions.rochester.edu. That's the place to go to, Rob.
You got it.
Okay. Admissions.rochester.edu. Take a look at it. I mean, it's an opportunity. It's a short trip. I did the same thing, Rob, when I was my oldest was looking at schools. you know what we did? We're just like, yeah, let's just go look around the campus. Mm-hmm. That's not the same way. No. You guys are opening the door and telling people, come on in, we'll show you what we got.
That's right. We're working on an event. You can mark your calendars February 19th.
Okay.
We're going to have that information available as well at admissions.rochester.edu. That's a great open house event where we're going to have some specific sessions targeted to local students and families. Ooh. The other opportunity for everybody to think about for their high schooler are these pre-college programs. Same website, admissions.rochester.edu. Look for pre-college,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see classes in all sorts of different academic subjects. Some are full day, some are half day. There's opportunities to live on campus for that week or two, or opportunities to commute back and forth.
All right. Thank you for the time, Rob. I appreciate it. Very thorough information, something to consider through the University of Rochester.
Yeah.
Check your health segment. Go ahead.
We talked about you, Tariq, with your daughters might be coming back, right, for the art. And I said she should come be a volunteer at the Memorial Art Gallery.
So
University of Rochester is not just a campus. It's the Met Center. It's Memorial Art Gallery. It's Eastman School of Music.
Good.
So even if you're a student, you can be involved in all of those activities, you know, outside of the academic day. There's so many activities, so many opportunities. That's why Rob said, like, this is a college town. Mm-hmm. And for students who are in that system, in that ecosystem, man, the opportunities are endless. And the connections that you make for future jobs or future opportunities are endless. So I'm preaching it, and I wouldn't bring Rob on if I'd had my own daughter experiencing it. So from a parent perspective, I will tell you that University of Rochester was the best choice for our family. It's the best choice for her. As of right now, she's headed to Atlanta, Georgia for their college playoffs at Emory University. She's on a plane. She left this morning at 4:30. Hey, I played ball at a state school.
Yeah.
And we saw planes flying by. We were on that big long bus. That's how it is.
With a small per diem.
That's right.
That was about it. We are 103.9 WDKX Podcast Network. It's time for the second half of Check Your Health with Dr. Sean Nelms taking over.
All right. We're in the second hour. Thank you, Dr. Rob Alexander from the University of Rochester. We had a few questions that callers on the front line sent in. So I want to ask those questions. Someone wanted me to ask you to repeat and describe the event happening on February 19th.
Yeah, February 19th is going to be an amazing open house event for prospective students and families. And we're going to have people from all over the country, but we're also going to break out some sessions specifically for local students and families, try to help them understand some of the unique elements and possibilities for local students and why it's so important for them to consider the University of Rochester.
All right. Another question that we received from the front line, as an employee, do we offer discounts to students who gain admission into the University of Rochester?
Oh, that's a great question, because, you know, the University of Rochester is the largest employer right here in the region. And for those employees, we have some sliding scales. So absolutely, yes, there is a benefit. And we try to make sure that the longer an employee's tenure, the better the benefit for their kid.
Awesome. Okay, great. And then last but certainly not least, you know, recently we had a decision by the Supreme Court around affirmative action. And many people are still confused about that decision, but some are concerned that that decision will prevent students of color from gaining admission into the University of Rochester. Can you talk to us about that decision and what we're doing at the university to continue our holistic approach to college enrollment?
I sure will. The Supreme Court decision on affirmative action changes nothing about the University of Rochester's commitment to diversity, to building diverse enrollments of students, and to serving the diverse community that we live in. So for prospective students, what they need to do is make sure that they're articulating their story. If any element of their background or their identity contributes into the person they've become, we want to hear about how that worked. What is it that shaped their character? What built their skills, their knowledge, their abilities? What kind of challenges have they overcome? And we can factor all of that in when we're reviewing our applications for admission, because I'll tell you, unlike some other schools, we read everything that a student puts in their application. We're trying to get to know our students and differentiate not only on the basis of their GPA and their courses in school, but on the content of their character and their potential as human beings.
Thank you so much. I mean, I know that you do some work with high school counselors and helping them better understand the college-going process. As a parent, what should I be saying to my child's high school counselor that will help them best put my child in a situation to be accepted into college?
I think those school counselors, they have a real sense of what kind of classes the student is taking, how they're doing in those classes, and which kinds of colleges might be interested in admitting them. But the parents have a better sense of who their kid is, mm-hmm. what makes them an interesting person. And adding those dimensions in, filling in the sort of color commentary mm-hmm. on their child, that's going to help that counselor narrow that list down even more and say, I think given your kind of intellectual curiosity, given the way that you're interested in lots of different things, well, you might consider the University of Rochester, for example, because they have no required courses and you can really study in an interdisciplinary way across lots of different academic departments. So add that perspective. In our application, we even give parents an option to submit a recommendation for their own kid.
Oh, wow.
Because
wow.
we think they've got such a unique vantage point and probably know that student better than anybody else. So when we're trying to understand who we're going to admit, we want all those different perspectives. We want the student's perspective in their own essay. We get that parent essay. We ask for the college counselor to tell us about them. We ask for a teacher recommendation. So we're triangulating all those points to figure out who are going to be the best fits for the University of Rochester community.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Rob Alexander, Vice Provost, University Dean of Enrollment. I really appreciate you said earlier that we are about enrollment, not rejection, and that creates a different inclusive environment. Thank you so much for the WDKX family for tuning in to another segment of Check Your Health. We will continue to have another series of guests coming on in the future. Again, thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on the WDKX Podcast Network.
Provided by Vision Automotive.